Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. How is everyone today? I hope you're feeling as wonderful and happy and full of enthusiasm as I apparently seem to be this morning. I don't know what's going on, but I'm in a very good mood. Not that I'm not typically, but you know what I'm saying. Some days you're in an irrationally good mood. Great days for flow dreaming, by the way. Great days for creating more of that good same feeling. When you're like this, take advantage of every good, happy mood you're in. Anyway, for those of you who are new to the program, welcome. I'm glad you found me. My name is Summer McStravick. I talk about flow dreaming, the name of this very program. And this is a technique for manifesting and creating in your life that's unusual. It's potent. I've been talking about this for many years, but it's still sort of a secret out there in the world of the internets and so forth and so forth, although the word just continues to spread and bubble on its own. That's the way flow works, and I just go with it and see where it leads me. Well, in October, it's actually leading me to the other side of the world. I'll be at St. James Church, Piccadilly in London. The Alternatives, what are they? Organization, I guess you could say, are hosting me for a Monday evening talk. So if you're interested in that, if you're over in that part of the world, the date is Monday the 17th of October. You can go to their website, which is alternatives.org.uk, and find out about it. Very excited to be doing that. Just a couple days prior to that, though, I'm doing something rather unprecedented. I will be in Dublin, and I will be giving a Friday evening talk as well as a full workshop on Sunday over in Dublin, which should be just fantastic. The hotel that it's at is beautiful, gorgeous. I'm really looking forward to it and finally meeting a lot of you that I've corresponded with over the years and heard from who are over in that part of the world. And the other thing I'm doing there on Saturday is I will be taking one-on-one flow dreaming sessions. I will be having these with anyone who is interested in doing this work with me in person, spending about 45 minutes together going into the flow. I will look at your life. I'll talk with you in person. So it's something I rarely do, but because I don't get over there very often, I'll be booking those all day on Saturday. If you want to find out about those, or how to reach, the sponsor in Dublin, you'll just want to go to spiritoneseminars.com. Spirit, O-N-E, that's how you spell one, seminars.com. And you'll find me there under events. And if you don't get what you need there, just send me an email or send them an email asking. I'm still waiting for them to put up the registration button. So you might want to send a note to them saying, hey, I plan on registering. Where's my button? Anyway, so that's the big news happening in the fall. There's also more big news coming up. I'll be announcing it in the next week or two. Lots of things happening and changing, including a new series of courses about flow dreaming coming up in the fall. I'm working on this right now, realizing that so many of you continue to email me saying, I want hands-on experience with this. I want to be taught. I want to teach others. So, yes, I am putting together a new series of Flow Dreaming classes, actual series of classes that will begin in the fall. So today we have our topic as usual. You know the drill. We have our topic. We talk about manifesting, flow, energy, how the energies in life work, how you can use them, how you cannot be misused by them, whatever it may be. We'll be talking about this as well as doing a flow dream a bit later on. I have emails to read, and of course, I have your calls, getting to you in your flow, looking, seeing what's going on there. The number anywhere in the world, toll-free, is 877-230-3062. 877-230-3062. A few weeks ago, I asked you to email me and tell me, where do you listen to Flow Dreaming? How do you get a hold of this show? And I was inundated with emails from you. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are continuing to let me know, it is interesting where many of you, I'm especially astonished that so many of you found me 5-6 years ago and are continuing to listen. Boy, you are devotees. I had no idea. So my love goes to you especially, who've been listening for so many years. Lots of you also have found me through iTunes. And that reminds me, anytime you're able to post a review of the program on iTunes, it bumps it up a little bit higher in iTunes and more people find out about it. So I love, love, love when you do that. My thanks and my huge gratitude goes to those of you who just write a few words up there. Okay, so today's topic is interesting, very, very interesting. We are talking about the way people see us and the way that we see ourselves. I noticed a long, long time ago, before I even started doing my energy work, that often what we think of ourselves and how we expect the world to see us or treat us is very different than what other people see and think. And the older I get, the more conversations I've had over the years, and the more I might just bring it on up because that's how I am. This is my kind of party talk. You know, by the way, so what do you think of me? How do you see me? my growing narcissism. No, I'm kidding with you. But no, really, I find it fascinating because I look at this, again, energetically. How do you think I am? Because I bet you it's very different than how I perceive myself. And what does this do energetically in the world as we relate, as we swirl, as we flow through our lives? I think that this first came up for me when I was a teenager in high school. And I would always be very surprised when friends that I would get to know would reveal to me after a little while, you know, when I first met you, I thought you were just a blonde airhead. I really thought you were very superficial. And I was always shocked. I was like, what? Are you really? Do I really come across that way? And gradually, I absorbed this idea into myself that people often, at first glance, first meeting, think I am superficial. And yet, now that I'm older, I still believe that about myself because I had been told that when I was younger. And yet today, when I talk with friends, they say, oh my God, you superficial? No. And then they go and say opposite things about me. Oh, you're so deep and clever and this and that. And I go, no, 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 no. You know, really, really, no, no. See, now you're exaggerating things yet another direction that, in my opinion, is not quite true. I consider myself somewhat average, I guess you could say. I think I've done a lot of hard work. I mean, these are perceptions I have about myself. I've worked really hard. I've used flow energies. I think I have a lot of interests in life, a breadth of curiosity. So maybe that makes me feel or appear very well informed because I'm always looking and searching and reading about new things. So I have a lot to draw from and I like to pull things together. I like to find patterns in things. But I consider this interest and I don't think it's any better or worse than, say, somebody who likes to fix up old cars, which is also another interest of mine. I have a wonderful old Triumph TR3 convertible roadster. And I love that, too. And that doesn't take any major intellect to enjoy that. So, you know, what I see about myself is different than what other people see. And I'm using myself as kind of an example of how it makes you you know, what's my point here? In terms of flow energy, I'm thinking about last week's show where we went into great detail about how to know if someone is lying to you. And a big part of that is that you are believing what that person is saying, first of all, and the other person is often believing what they're saying. And when they're not believing what they're saying, you often get a sense of discomfort or confusion. It's like there's two different messages coming at you at the same time. Which one do you pick? Which one do you accept? Or do they both kind of rumble around in there at odds with one another, the one that's spoken and the one that is the unspoken energy field coming at you? Well, it's made me puzzle since then. What happens when I have a self-perception about myself and yet somebody else has a perception of me? Where do the energies meet then? What happens? And more, who am I? I mean, really, this is an existential question. Energetically speaking, who am I? Because I recognize that the thoughts that other people have about me affect me. Their energies are flying at me. And if I choose to accept these people and bring them into my life, their energies, their perceptions of me affect me. Imagine them having paintball guns in their hands, and when we're interacting, they're just splattering me with their paintball guns. This is their perception of me. This is what they expect of me. This is how they're processing me and the energy that I give out, and I'm receiving it back. It's going into me. It's on me. It's around me. I often have such empathy for people in the public eye, politicians, actors, actresses, because I realize that they have a tremendous amount of the perception of other people's energies flowing back into their lives. And I almost pity them because I realize they don't recognize often what's going on, and yet they have such a huge amount of other people's perceptions always bubbling around about them. No wonder they have so many issues in their lives so often, especially if they're very open to it. And often, in particular, people in the showbiz arts are very open because they're often very insecure inside. They want to please people. They want to be accepted. You know, they're concerned, is their acting good enough? Do people like them? You know, so they're very open to the perceptions of others. It must cause immense confusion inside themselves. What this can mean for you is that the people you surround yourself with are also giving you these perceptions of who you are. And part of you is taking these in and believing them, just like that example of when I was a teenager and I started to think, well, people just think I come across as an airhead. Well, so be it. I guess I do. It took me many years to dismantle that and realize, no, not so much anymore. And I don't know where that came from. I don't know how it started, other than I had blonde hair, you know, long blonde hair. Maybe that was it, you know, in California nonetheless. I can see how the pieces might add up. So the people around you. Now, if you have a family that's very negative, if you have friends that are negative, and they think that you are like them, because, you know, we like the people that we like to be like us. It's sort of a social bonding, a kind of group bonding thing. We want you to be like how we are, because then it validates that how we are is good and right and comfortable and the way things are. This is a phenomena particularly in families. If you are the black sheep, the odd one out, they hate that. They have the hardest time accepting that. Even your circle of friends. If you're the friend who's the weird one, the different one, the one who doesn't have the income that they do, for instance, or any one of 100 different things, you will hear about this all the time. You know, and maybe they'll joke about it or talk about it in a funny way, but you're going to hear about it because they're continually putting back on you. You have this identity. We see you this way. We see you this way. This is your place. What does this do to you? It makes it really critical, first of all, that the people that are surrounding you are people you love, admire, respect, and value their opinions. It's important. I mean, it's just plain darn important. And you're saying right now, yeah, but you know, you don't pick your family. Or you don't pick your coworkers. What do you do in that case? Well, first of all, flow. Use the energies. You always go back. Use the energies. If your family is saying, we want you to identify with us, we want you to be like us, we want you to be as miserable as we are, we want you to struggle as hard as we do, if they're giving you any negative messages like this, probably, maybe sometimes your whole life, you flow. You know, you say, family, they surround me, they're like this, and yet I am not like them. I'm not like them, and that's okay. It's okay because I offer them a different way of looking at things. Someday, one of them might look at me and say, you know what, I'm going to try it your way for a while. I'm tired of doing it the rest of the group's way. I'm going to try it your way for a while. Thank you for being that role model. Thank you for being that person who's done this because it's given me the courage. It's given me the incentive. It's given me the feeling of it's okay to do what I want now, to strike out on my path or to think differently or to accept a new religion or to move far away or to marry the person that I want to marry, whatever it may be that we are held in place by, held in check by the people who surround us. It makes it okay for them. So what about those people who are not accepting of you, no matter what? And this also sort of plays into the newsletter I sent last week. I wrote an article about how so many of us who flow dream, we dance to our own beats. You know, we play a different tune than other people. And other people sometimes don't like it. They get upset. They don't want us to do this. They call us silly or crazy or, you know, not having our feet on the ground or not getting with the picture, not being real. I think I am one of the most realistic, practical people I've ever met, way more than most people that I even know. And yet I still hear this from certain people sometimes. And I just think, you know what? That's your perception. That's your perception. That's not my perception of myself. Fortunately for me, my perception of myself is quite strong. It's quite strong because I do things in my life continually to prove over and over to myself that I am a certain kind of person. Right? You can do this too. The things you do over and over again that prove to you you're a certain kind of person. And I don't know what those things are. Maybe I'm referring right now to the fact that I flow dream and I see results from it. It means I'm a certain kind of person who can do these things and they're effective. And if somebody else looks at them and says, oh, this and that, you know, I look at them and think, that's your life. That's your reality. That's your perception. It's like you can't see me without that blinder you've put over your eyes, that film. You know, imagine, you know how when you look at the sun or the, you know, during an eclipse, you have to put up a little film over it and look very carefully. You can't look directly at it. That's how most people are looking at everything else in their lives. We are the same way. Even you, me, we all look at people through a colored perception of how we see the world, how we view the world. And everyone we see is affected by that perception that we give on to them. Anyway, the upshot of all this is probably the people that you know, the people you love, the people you care about, even the people you hate, they're not really what you think they are. They're really not. They probably see themselves as very, very different than how you see them. I have really yet to talk to or meet a person who can describe me in complete detail the way I would describe myself. And I've known my husband for 24 years. He gets close. He gets very close. But no cigar. Not complete. Because again, no matter how much he knows me, he's still filtering me through his perception. So energetically, it creates all kinds of interesting things in our life and in our relationships around us. As long, though, as you feel very confident in who you are, then you're going to be okay. And maybe growing self-confidence, maybe, you know, this is kind of an interesting talk that I'm giving here at the beginning, because I'm not giving you concrete things to do or structures, or I'm asking you to think. I'm asking you to follow these ideas and think about yourself. What is your perception like? Is it strong? Is it strong enough? Maybe you want to make it a little stronger. What are things you can do that can, uphold the feelings you want to have about yourself? Feelings like this. I'm a strong manifester. I create things in my life. I have a good and happy home. I make smart choices and good decisions. I'm good with my money. I'm smart with my money. I know how to handle it. I'm good in relationships. I know how to pick out the right people. I know whom to trust and whom not to. All these are things that we should be feeling about ourselves. And if any of those things I just said, you said to yourself, oh, actually, I don't know that. Adjust your self-perception. Start doing things that will increase the feelings you want to have about yourself. All right. Well, there you go. Some rather vague philosophical treatise on how people see you versus how you see them. But it's fascinating to me, so I thought I would just sort of, you know, monologue about it with you all for a while. We're going to go to a short break. When we come back, I have some of your emails to me to read and share with you. I have a flow dream to do with you. You know what we're going to talk about in this flow dream? Self-perception. We're going to go in and we're going to look at ourselves and we're going to find out what's really there. How do we see ourselves? What kind of person do we see inside of ourselves? We're going to stop and really take a look. But we're not doing it from a judgmental, egoistic, exterior viewpoint. We're doing it from within the flow, inside the deeper energies of ourself, the compassionate self, the higher self, the greater you, as I like to call it. We're going to see what we are, who we are, what our strengths are, and what our weaknesses are. From that viewpoint, should be really interesting. So do stay with me through the break. I'll be right back. My name is Summer McStravick, and the show is Flow Dreaming.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
What can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
Are you new to the flow? Start with a free Flow Dream MP3 from Summer McStravick's website, flowdreaming.com. Sign up for her newsletter, which she always writes herself, and she'll send you a Flow Dream to put on your MP3 player so you can begin sculpting your universe and learning the art of manifesting. Just go to flowdreaming.com and sign up for the newsletter today.
Losing weight can seem like a real struggle. Well, that might be because for years you've only approached it with diets and exercise. But what about energy, your energy, the flowing blueprint through your body that describes just how your body wants to look and feel? It often surprises people when I tell them that if you lose 10 pounds off your physical body, you better make sure your body's energy template loses those same 10. But how? Well, I use flow dreaming to sculpt my body energetically and remind it of how it wants to look and feel. The flow dreaming weight loss support system that I use is a 2-week journey into blissful, happy daydreams about your beautiful self that actually works to reshape your energies as well. Look for the weight loss support system on flowdreaming.com. It's a whole new way to lose weight.
Summer McStravick's Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To has been a lifesaver for so many people who've had a hard time falling asleep due to anxiety, stress, or constant worry about situations that feel out of their control. Just look at the reviews on her website, flowdreaming.com. Her gentle words and guidance into the flow is the perfect path into a deep, restful night. Plus, for everyone who can get to sleep, this CD is the perfect way to fill your mind with positive, soothing words and imagery will build your inner confidence and self-love and keep you in your flow. This CD is a treasure you can give yourself tonight by getting the downloadable MP3 of the CD Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To on our website, flowdreaming.com, or visit amazon.com. Here's wishing you sweet dreams.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, and I'm glad you are joining me today, thinking about the world around us and our place in it and flow dreaming. If you're curious what the technique of flow dreaming is, go to my website, flowdreaming.com. I have an extensive library of articles, the online learning library where you can read about it, learn about it. I have wonderful CDs, books, single subject flow dreams. These are downloadable MP3s. You can get them instantly on a variety of things in your life that you can work on, topics that I've thought about and reached ways of working with them, working with the energies in our life to create and cultivate these. It's like law of attraction plus, 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 plus. I do it a little bit differently than what other teachers out there do. I believe in sitting down, doing an actual practice, spending time on it, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I use emotion strongly. I often go for the emotional endpoint of things, recognizing that the physical circumstances or our objects are really just a means to get to a place in ourselves that we're thinking that these things will give to us. So there's a lot there for you. Really, there is. Do check it out. Do go to the store especially. I've been posting new flow dreams on and on and on and on, and a new storefront will actually be opening up very, very soon. I know I keep talking about it, but once it's there, oh, you're going to love it, and all kinds of sales are going to happen, and new stuff is going to go up. So please, please, please go visit flowdreaming.com and check that out. Well, I have some interesting emails that have come in to me. I love it when you email me, Summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, at flowdreaming.com. Summer, just like the season. Sometimes I can get back with you, and sometimes I just read your stories on air or put them away for further use in the future. We'll see. I'm going to read a few right now that exemplify the variety of people who have embraced this idea of flow and flow dreaming in their lives, and this concept that the world is made of energies that are in motion, moving forward, and that we have control or some control over these energies, over the ways that things come together, weave together, knit together into our lives and into our futures. So this one comes from a man named Richard. He says, I came to the flow in an indirect way, but it illustrates how the universe has a plan. I was in the Air Force, and they had a program to pay for all college expenses. The only caveat? I had to be an electrical engineer. The coursework presented information about electrical energies, forces, magnetic fields, etc. So when I first heard you about 6 years ago, it really resonated with me, as I can understand how higher energies and frequencies work. I never really used much of the electrical engineering training in my vocations, but it made the understanding of the flow easier. And it was nice of the Air Force to pay for my studies of spiritual energies. Thanks for your insights from Richard. I think that's funny. I love that people who are, engineers and in the military, and I see orders come in from all over the world, from some of our military bases overseas, from leading universities, from government institutions. And every time I think to myself, Oh, goody, it's going all over the place into all different kinds and walks of life and people. And just makes me so happy. By the way, if you know, that reminds me, being that if you are in the sciences, especially, you know, the biological sciences, the physical sciences, maybe physics, and you see a correlation between flow as I discuss it as well as your work, let me know, because I'm always open to seeing new parallels. I consider my understanding of flow energy to closely parallel some of the quantum physics theories that are out there, as well as certain biological systems. There are theories of flow systems out there that my spiritual interpretation, again, parallels or mimics. I think everything in nature sort of mimics one another. Systems that work get duplicated in all different ways. You know, clouds and waves are operating on often some of the same principles, same as energy of our lives. We are not exceptional. We are part of nature. We are part of life. We flow along the same principles of ease and beauty and goodness and perfection and continued exploration and growth and evolution. We're all in this, all of it tied together. Anyway, if you have concepts or ideas about that, send them to me so I can pursue them, and maybe I'll also share some of your thoughts. Here's another one. It comes from Amy. She says, I love that you posted more individual flow dreams in your manifesting store. I downloaded the Clutter Buster flow dream and Overcoming Obstacles flow dream, plus the Enhanced Creativity and Success downloadable CD last night, and these will be wonderful additions to my flow dreaming library. I want to thank you also for the great newsletter you sent the other day. I read it before work, and it propelled me through a day where everyone else was falling apart. I, like many other flow dreamers, also feel like a square peg in a round hole. One of my coworkers even told a new hire that I was the quirky one in the office, which is a point of pride for me. I love being different and optimistic and quirky. So thank you, Summer, for pointing out that there are other people out there who feel the same way. And though I love to meditate, it's so hard for me to control my thoughts. Plus, flow dreaming directs emotion, not outcomes. I don't feel like I have to control my life or anything in it. It's mastery over my emotions and reactions to life that are the most important aspects. Amy, I like what you say there about emotions and reactions to life. We talk a lot in this show about how you react to life, but we talk even more in this show about how you can pre-act to life. Pre-action. That is a cornerstone of working in the flow. Don't wait for your day to come and you to react to everything. You react every time you fire off an email to someone else. You react every time somebody has a conversation with you and you respond. Respond. If it starts with R-E, you know that you are responding, reacting to something that's already occurred. This is what we do in life. This is what we do in the physical aspect of life. We react, we respond, we move from always a place of what happened the moment before. And flow dreaming, we go, we're going into the realm of energy. This means that we don't respond, we, pond? We don't react, we act in our energies. We create our lives, we create the feelings of our lives, the emotions that are swirling through our lives before anything happens in our physical world to deserve or warrant these feelings and reactions. I'm going to give you an update on something I talked about many years ago, because I know so many of you were listening way back then. For a long time, I had been looking for a perfect house. And it's one of those things I've written about in my books, and I've said, you know, I just never seem to have a certain house. It's a point of flow dreaming that I use as an example, because people often say, when are things going to happen? When are they going to happen? Well, you know what's happened? I'll tell you. About a week ago, I walked into a house, and I said, oh, there are the koi ponds that I have been manifesting in my mind. There is the sauna room that I've been manifesting. There's the fruit orchard that I've been seeing. There is the office, the independent office space adjacent to the house. And I just said, oh my God, here are so many facets of what I have been flow dreaming for. The affordability. Here's that too. And my jaw dropped. It was so like all the feelings that I had cultivated around this place. Now, this house has changed in my mind over the years. Sometimes it's not a koi pond. Sometimes it's meandering gardens with a little duck pond or something. I don't know. It changes. But the feeling of the house is the same. It has all the components. It has all the niches and the places that I want to be in, the rooms for doing certain things in, my flow dreaming room, my office space, my art and music room. You know, it had all of these things in it that I had felt through time and over the years. And finally, it has rolled up on my doorstep after so many years. But you know what's happened? You know why I'm not leaping on this place right now while it's sitting in my mind just right there? Because in the meantime, in the years that I have been still feeling this place, my children have started school. They've developed good friendships. I've developed good friendships with my neighbors. I live in a very nice place right now that I've made feel very comfortable and within my energies over the years. And suddenly I'm saying, wait a minute. Do I still want this? Do I still want this? See? So when you flow dream, I was pre-acting the emotions all these years of being in a home that I love, adore, feel wonderful in, have all kinds of space in, you know, has room for me to have different animal friends and creatures, you know, whether it's fish or ducks or chickens. I mean, yes, I have a little bit of country girl in me. And here it is. And yet the other things that I've also been flow dreaming for and feeling, wonderful neighbors, wonderful schools, my children happy, I'm looking at a place right now where, or I'm in a place right now where I'm getting so much of what I want. And I'm thinking, do I really want that other stuff as much? I'm reevaluating. You see, flow isn't concrete. It's always moving. It's always changing according to what you are doing. Our values, our desires also change over time. One of the things I love about manifesting and I love about the way of looking at life through flow energy is that our futures are never predestined. They're never set in stone. There are things that are likely to happen, probably will happen based on what we've done in the past, like this home that I've been continuously generating. And yet, I can still change. If I change my mind right now, it's okay. I'm not committed. Change is life, manifesting. That's what it's all about. What do I feel like today? Maybe it is not what I was feeling like 6 years ago when I first launched that desire out. And I'm okay with that too. I'm sitting here right now, right in the middle of all of this, asking myself, should I move or should I stay? Should I stay or should I go now? There we are. An interesting show, isn't it? All this personal revelation coming out, all these things in my life that's going on. I hope it's amusing to you. I'm sharing these things with you as points of illustration. So you can kind of understand from what I do, and I try not to disclose things about my clients in personal sessions, so I end up referring to myself instead of the people that I'm helping and working with. By the way, I do personal sessions. I just mentioned that. You can go to my website, flowdreaming.com. Look around. They're very deep, extensive, involved. Wonderful reviews. You can read about them. If you're curious what goes on, check it out. Okay, Renee in Seattle, let's go to you, and we'll do our flow dream when we get back from the next break. Let's change things up. Hey, Renee, it's Summer. What's going on?
Hi. Well, I have a practice. I'm an acupuncturist, and mm-hmm. I started my private practice last year. And I've been doing a lot of networking, a lot of putting myself out there, mm-hmm. but it's not moving. It's not growing. It's very, very slow. And I was wondering if you could, like, help me to find if I have any, you know, blocks or if there's mm-hmm. something where I'm getting in my own way.
Okay, I'm looking at you, and by the way, for everybody listening right now, what I'm going to do is I feel people's energies, and I feel your energy, Renee. So I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you where you are now, where you've been, and where you're going. You're in motion. You know, you're like this little comet to me. So when I look forward in your life, I'm seeing what is the trajectory you're on. If you're an arrow that's been shot forward, where are you probably going to land unless you make changes to which way that arrow is going? The sense that I have is that there's something about your practice that's very obscure. Maybe where you're located. Maybe it's a small place or it's not very visible somehow. It's like you're the small potato in the office or you're hidden behind some. Are you doing this from your home or in a very small space?
I have two spaces, actually, mm-hmm. and they're both, well, one is within a clinic, like a naturopath's clinic, uh-huh. and it is a small room and it is kind of off the way. And mm-hmm. then the other place I'm sharing with another acupuncturist, but it's kind of out of the way, too. It's off the main drag, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Another aspect of my practice is that I'm a five element acupuncturist, mm-hmm. so I'm very much more interested in the energetic aspects of healing people rather mm-hmm. than just, oh, my elbow hurts, let's make it stop hurting type of acupuncture. Mm-hmm. So that might be some of the esoteric that you're
So you work more from an emotional and energetic blockages standpoint. I love acupuncture, by the way,
because
it seems to marry a lot of flow concepts, or, you know, it mimics it or mirrors it, let's put it that way. The work that you do, you know, moving the energies through the body, flowing. I mean, you understand blockages and flow better than most people do.
That's what attracted me to flow dreaming. It's like, I understood it from a Taoist perspective, and it was like, it's been wonderful for me.
Yes, as well as the perspective of you both create things and release things. You know, and you allow in what is right and good and works and is easy and flowing, and you disallow in what is not working and what doesn't work and what's not easy and what's not flowing. But you're always moving. You're always a flowing a bit of lighter energy in motion. There's no stopping that ever. And so you really see it as a kind of a little water dance between creating and releasing. So it's a beautiful art. I love it. Okay, let's get back to you though. You know, a few shows ago, I don't remember which one it was. You could probably search it in the archives. You can go to iTunes for that or my website. I did a show on attracting tons of clients and wonderful loyal customers or consumers, and that
yes,
is something
that I listen to that all the time.
Oh, good.
And
wonderful.
I do the flow dreaming. Yes, thank you.
Oh, well, I need to make a better, newer one that I can put on my site that's, you know, got some nice music and stuff. Let's just go in then and work a little bit with you and your energies. Okay, the first thing that I saw was sort of a suffering from a smallness or lack of visibility. And maybe this is just a feeling that's inside you and not necessarily your location, or maybe you're sort of exuding it out into your locations. You have to, I know you said you're networking and you're trying, but really it's a visibility issue. I have a sense that there'll be no shortage of clients once they start hearing about you, once they start seeing you. You know, whenever you're sitting there and you're thinking about how do I get more people, and maybe you're taking notes and you're writing up strategies, you know, write down at the very top of the page, how can I be more visible? How can I be more visible? And then brainstorm on that. Visible, visible. What can I do? What are the different things? And write down everything that's crazy, from putting your name on the bus bench to things that are, you know, more normal, which is to, you know, get referrals from other people in the clinic. You know, obviously that's a no-brainer. Put them all down. What I want you to do is not necessarily pinpoint which of those activities are the best, but I want your flow energy to start buzzing with a sense of, I'm visible. I'm visible, and I'm open in so many different ways. I'm open to being seen in all these different ways. And when you create a list like this, it's like you're stirring up the energies. You're stirring up the flow around you to say, be creative. Bring in some new things. Show me ways that I can be more visible that I haven't thought of. Bring that to me, flow. Show me. Let's get some energy here. Let's get some energy moving. And actually, as I'm talking with you right now, I'm actually moving my hands. I'm stirring the energies around you, saying, flow in lots of light, lots of visibility. I want you shining. I want you to be seen. I want people starting to move in toward you, moving in close to you, coming into you. I want you seen, 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 and I want your flow bringing you all kinds of ways that you are now being known in your town. You're being known. Your name is being talked about. Everybody knows about you. Everybody, in a good way. You're not notorious. You're, what's the opposite of that? Everybody knows. Okay, so take that and good luck with it. Those are some ideas to start running with and some changes in place for you, Renee. Thank you for your call today.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Hey, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, let's look at ourselves. Let's see what we see inside of ourselves, and maybe we'll even get some glimpses of how other people view us. That could be interesting, too. It's always very fascinating to learn. That's why I ask my friends sometimes. They get so annoyed with me. They say, why are you always asking what I think about you? I'm like, because I'm really curious to know. What do you think? By the way, that's not asking all of you to send me emails now telling me I don't want to know. I'm kidding with you. I'm Summer McStravick. The show is called Flow Dreaming, and we'll be right back after this.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy, to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com. And it might be the best investment you ever make, because you're investing in yourself.
Hi, I'm Summer's mom, Venus Andrecht. pour yourself another cup of coffee or a glass of wine and go get my podcast for the Dear Venus Show. How is my show different from my daughter's show? Oh my, it's a lot different. Every month, I have at least one chat with a dead celebrity on the other side. Recently, I met with Billy the Kid and Princess Diana. Other weeks cover unusual, odd, or what I hope are topics that will help you with your lives, your loves, and your quirks. I also take your calls on air and give you readings. And every show, I toss out good energy mojos to all my listeners. Mojos that work in the archives, too. Oh, wow, you don't know what good mojos are? Well, come listen and find out. You may even feel them when they work their magic on you. My show could definitely rearrange your life in a good way. Go to my website to find out my live show times and how to podcast it at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. I'll see you there.
Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every Flow Dreaming radio show because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about Flow Dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about Flow Dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term Flow Dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the Flow Dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world. You'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. Flowdreaming.com.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick in Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, and we are going to do a flow dream right now. If this is the first time for you, flow dreaming is a technique and a philosophy. The technique involves three primary components. One is an awareness of flow energy, which I've sort of talked about, but to really understand it, what this stuff is, how we are made of it and from it, go to my website, flowdreaming.com, or go say hi to me on Facebook, or sign up for the newsletter. By the way, you get a free flow dream whenever you sign up for my newsletter. It's a great flow dream. It helps you understand where you are in your life right at this moment, clearly, so you can make good decisions and see where things are going for yourself. So great introductory flow dream just for signing up for my newsletter. Okay, the second component of flow dreaming is emotion. Remember how I was talking about pre-acting and how we go into the energies and we pre-act? In other words, we're creating feelings in ourselves about our lives inside of this flow energy. Imagine that you're going to the ocean of everything, where everything that is first comes into being. It's an energy ocean of everything that will then erupt like a volcano into the physical world around us, all right? This is the place that we go to. We go there and we make our requests known. We make our desires known. How do we do that? We don't talk to it. We don't even have to see things. We feel the things that we want in our life. We feel the conditions around the things, like the house that I was talking about. What I'm feeling there is that I live in a beautiful home, and maybe it's got a few things that I see that come up in my mind that I think might make me feel good, but ultimately, I love this place. I love it. It fulfills every need that I have for it. It fulfills my need for wonderful neighbors. It fulfills the need for a really wonderful school for my kids. It fulfills my need to have space around me and nature around me. It fulfills the need of my creative and artistic expression. All these needs are filled there, and I feel that emotion. I feel it inside this flowing place. The third part is the guided daydream. This is what we do to keep our mind busy and occupied. We give our mind something to do. We say to our mind, look, we're going to a place deep in our spirit, right? And we're going to be using our emotions and our feelings. Now, mind, I know you. You always feel left out. You always want to control things. You always want to make comments. You never shut up. Okay, so I'm going to give you a part in this too. Here's your job. I want you to see it. I want you to imagine it. Give me pictures. Give me smells. You can even interpret things as they come up if you want to. You do all that part. You do the daydreaming part, right? You make this fantasy up. You put the pictures. You hang all the decorations on it, okay? And the mind says, oh, goody, oh, boy, yeah, yeah. I want to do that. I want to be part of that. So we bring these three parts together, and this is why it's a great practice for people who have trouble meditating. You know, when you tell your mind, shut up, you know, concentrate on one thing, be quiet, you know, because a lot of us, our minds are very stubborn, and we don't like that. They like to be part of everything. So flow dreaming is good for those of you. Okay, so we're going to flow dream right now, and I realize I said we're going to find out who we are. But when I went to my website, I remembered, oh, that's right. I said on the description of the program, we're going to see what we look like from somebody else's eyes. Ooh, I think that's even more fabulous and fascinating and interesting. So let's do that. I want you to pick someone in your life, anybody that you feel a kind of closeness with. You don't even have to like them. It could be your boss, whoever you feel like. And we're going to try and see ourselves from that person's perspective by going outside of our bodies, outside of our minds, into the field of energy that is the flow, where all information exists and is recorded and is there purely, cleanly, openly for everyone to see. And in this place, we're going to find out, how does this person really see me? Because I might be surprised. I might be thinking they think this about me when really they think that. So we're going to bring up some music and go there. And you know what, Palmalee and Kanika, I see you waiting. I'm not sure that I'm going to get to you today. So thank you. I wish I was going to, but I just ended up talking too darn much. So you can stay, though, for my mom's show, Dear Venus. It comes up right after this. It's a wonderful show. And maybe you might want to try and get a hold of her. Okay, everybody else, eyes closed, music up. Let's flow dream together very briefly, moving into this place. Here we are. Do you hear the music? This music is taking us somewhere. I love this music, by the way. I'll tell you about it afterwards. But it reminds me of racing along in an open car at night on a desert road, feeling the wind moving through my hair, stars sprinkled overhead. Just nothing but you in the evening, and the crickets and the stars and the smell of desert wind and sand, sweet night blooming flowers, feeling free and alive, feeling in touch with all of yourself, all of you, open and unguarded, pure and real, moving into our futures, moving into our lives. Racing forward on this road, into our lives, into our future, and the most beautiful night of our lives, feeling so pure and aware and whole and within ourselves. And we feel this energy still moving us forward, this road into the twilight, the stars sparkling around us. And we notice around us that it's no longer a landscape we even recognize. It's filled with lights that travel in and out among all the vegetation around us. Lights like will-o'-the-wisps. Lights flying and zinging through. Bits of energy coming into being. And we sense how we have dropped below, dropped beneath everything in real life, in the real physical world, to that world underneath, the patterns of the world. The energy patterns, the blueprints of everything, where it's being held together in that deeper space, where things are continually putting themselves together over and over again, becoming what they will be in the real world outside of us. And yet here we are in this beautiful place, humming with energy, humming with all the patterns of everything. And we stop now, we pause. We see there off to the side of the road, it's like a beautiful oasis. is a pool of light energy bubbling, reflecting with the moonlight, shallow and warm, not even like water. It's soft like feathers around us if we put our feet in and feel little bits of sand and pebbles. Big rocks that are warm from the day's sun. We lay down on these and we stare up at the sky. And we feel ourselves, how we are, how real we are, who we are, all these parts of ourselves. And we notice, isn't it interesting inside how we change? We're a chameleon changing colors all the time. Finding different parts of ourselves, seeing different parts. And we bring to mind someone else right now, someone that we know, we feel close to. And we see as if they're standing there watching us, seeing us. And it's like we can see and feel the ideas that are rippling through their minds about us. What is that? We watch passively, curiously. How very interesting these thoughts they have. We sense it almost as a texture or a color or a sensation. How they see us, what we're like, what personality they see there. What an interesting exercise and experience to have. And so we thank them. We say, it was good to see you too. Maybe we'll do this again. Maybe I'll continue this in a little while. And we open our eyes there on that warm rock, leaving the flow and coming back. Well, I'm so sorry that was as brief as it was. But I was so in my flow, I lost track of the time of the show. And I'm told that I have to wrap up. So if you like that, by the way, we do this every week. Go to the podcast. You can catch a few more. Go to my website. You can download some really nice ones. And I'll tell you about that CD. Those are from the Dreams and Driftwood CDs on my website, which are available for you. Wonderful CDs for flow dreaming, too. Well, there we are. The day is done. The show is done. I'm Summer McStravick. It's Flow Dreaming, and I'll see you all next week. My love to you all.
Hi, I'm Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.